Hello, this is episode 167 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome back to LifeSpring Central, where we had a computer network crisis yesterday. Well, crisis might be a bit of an overstatement, but it was enough that I was unable to get out yesterday's edition of the LifeSpring Family Bible, and for that I apologize. Since I'm basically a one-man show around here, any computer problems that arise are my problems, and some can't be postponed. The network is one of those. Thank you for your patience. Today we'll read Psalms 84 through 86, which is one more chapter than I told you in the last episode we'd read, but since we missed yesterday, this is my way of trying to give you a bit of a makeup. The Good News Translation is our translation of the week. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 84. How I love your temple, Lord Almighty! How I want to be there! I long to be in the Lord's temple. With my whole being I sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrows have built a nest, and the swallows have their own home. They keep their young near your altars, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. How happy are those who live in your temple, always singing praises to you. How happy are those whose strength comes from you, who are eager to make the pilgrimage to Mount Zion. As they pass through the dry valley of Baca, it becomes a place of springs. The autumn rain fills it with pools. They grow stronger as they go. They will see the God of gods on Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen, O God of Jacob. Bless our King, O God, the King you have chosen. One day spent in your temple is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather stand at the gate of the house of my God than live in the homes of the wicked. The Lord is our protector and glorious King, blessing us with kindness and honor. He does not refuse any good thing to those who do what is right. Lord Almighty, how happy are those who trust in you. Psalms 85. Lord, you have been merciful to your land. You have made Israel prosperous again. You have forgiven your people's sins and pardoned all their wrongs. You stopped being angry with them and held back your furious rage. Bring us back, O God our Savior, and stop being displeased with us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger never cease? Make us strong again, and we, your people, will praise you. Show us your constant love, O Lord, and give us your saving help. I am listening to what the Lord God is saying. He promises peace to us, his own people, if we do not go back to our foolish ways. Surely he is ready to save those who honor him, and his saving presence will remain in our land. Love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will embrace. Human loyalty will reach up from the earth, and God's righteousness will look down from heaven. The Lord will make us prosperous, and our land will produce rich harvests. Righteousness will go before the Lord and prepare the path for him. Psalms chapter 86. Listen to me, Lord, and answer me, for I am helpless and weak. Save me from death, because I am loyal to you. Save me, for I am your servant, and I trust in you. You are my God, so be merciful to me. I pray to you all day long. Make your servant glad, O Lord, because my prayers go up to you. You are good to us and forgiving, full of constant love for all who pray to you. Listen, Lord, to my prayer. Hear my cries for help. I call to you in times of trouble because you answer my prayers. There is no God like you, O Lord. Not one has done what you have done. All the nations that you have created will come and bow down to you. They will praise your greatness. You are mighty and do wonderful things. You alone are God. Teach me, Lord, what you want me to do, and I will obey you faithfully. Teach me to serve you with complete devotion. I will praise you with all my heart, O Lord my God. I will proclaim your greatness forever. How great is your constant love for me! You have saved me from the grave itself. Proud people are coming against me, O God. A cruel gang is trying to kill me. People who pay no attention to you. But you, O Lord, are a merciful and loving God, always patient, always kind and faithful. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Strengthen me and save me, because I serve you just as my mother did. Show me proof of your goodness, Lord. Those who hate me will be ashamed when they see that you have given me comfort and help. May God bless the reading of His Word. Have you ever gone to church when you didn't feel like going? I have. There are a lot of reasons why we might not want to go. Sometimes it's because we don't feel well physically. Sometimes we might be mad at somebody there. Come on, let's get real. Am I right? Maybe we're even mad at the pastor. Or maybe we're feeling a distance from God. Maybe we don't feel like worshiping Him. Maybe we've fallen into some sort of sin and we feel like the last place we have the right to be is in church. Maybe we don't think the church is, quote, meeting our needs, unquote, whatever that means. Whatever the reason, today's Psalms are great for reminding us that praising God is a really good thing to do. You know, when I don't feel like going to church and go anyway, and then allow myself to engage in worship, really lift up my heart and my voice to God in worship, my emotions and my spirit and even my body when I'm feeling under the weather begin to feel better. We are primarily spiritual beings made in the image of God, and when we worship Him in spirit and in truth, we're rewarded with a spiritual blessing. We're drawn closer to our Creator, and He responds to us by ministering to us in whatever manner we need at the time. When we obediently bring our sacrifices of praise to God, not because we want something from Him, but because He deserves them, it is a way of reaching out to Him in a way that brings refreshment to our soul. Worship is for God, because He deserves it, but we get benefits too when we obey Him in bringing those sacrifices of worship. Yesterday was a day of frustration for me, but as I read these Psalms today, I couldn't help but be encouraged and reminded of how great and deserving He is of my devotion and worship. I'm far from perfect, but He delights when I come to Him saying, Abba, Father, Daddy, I love you. Spend some time today praising God. Tomorrow we'll read Joshua chapters 3 and 4. The Israelites are on their way to Jericho, where we last left Rahab. Until then, may God bless you richly. Thanks for being here. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.